Happy New Year. Well, you laugh. I did not lose my calendar. It really is, because as you may know, in the church, we follow a different calendar. We start the new year with the first Sunday of Advent, which is today. A special time, and attention is drawn to getting ready for God coming to us in new ways in Christ. Now, as a reminder, this is not about getting ready for Christmas. Instead, this time is a call to prepare ourselves for Christ to enter our lives again and again, and not in some kind of cataclysmic end-of-the-world scenario, but to enter our lives in ways that mean something for us now, today, so that we can reconnect with the living God who knows us and loves us best. Now, as we start the season, we always hear some pretty odd-sounding words. Today we hear him out of Matthew, where Jesus says, there will be two in the field, one will be taken, one left, two people grinding meal, one will be taken, one will be left. And there are always those who want to take this and say, oh, see, it's all this end-of-the-world talk. Well, I'd suggest that Jesus' words are not so much about the end of the world or end of all time, but rather the end of an old time and the beginning of a new time. So it's appropriate that we hear words like this as we start a new year, because today we start new in the season of Advent. Now, as you may know, Advent is a Latin word that simply means coming or starting. So today we start fresh as we prepare ourselves for God to enter our lives fresh in Jesus. Now, it's no secret. The world needs help. A lot of saving needed. The world needs God's intervention and action, often and a lot. Now, you and I suppose, could try to end all the hatred and war and violence and strife. We could try to do that ourselves and then get frustrated because it's too much. We can't take it all on. But what we can do is focus our time and energy on things we can control. Ourselves, our choices, our actions, our neighborhood, our homes, our communities. We can't stop other people from hating. We can't stop the market gene that tells us we got to get more and more junk we don't need for Christmas. As you know, the market is driven by planned obsolescence and perpetual dissatisfaction. If we were satisfied, if we were content, we wouldn't buy more stuff. So then the market would collapse. But we can't change that. What we do have control over is what you and I do. Now, a long time ago, Martin Luther said that we are the manger in which the Christ child is laid today. God begins with us. And we begin with ourselves. We begin ending the old times in ourselves. So what is it that needs to end so that we can get our lives back and we can have a fresh start? Well, I'd suggest there's a bunch of stuff that we have to get out of the way. You know, maybe we've gotten stuck in our habits that hurt more than they help. Maybe we've developed tunnel vision from the hectic pace of life and the frantic scurry of trying to do too much or too little time. Maybe we're just tired of it all or feel like, oh, my brain is full. I can't get one more thing in there. There are some who feel so guilty and ashamed of what they have done or haven't done that they don't think God's promise could possibly be true. So there's a lot of things that need to end. And the irony is that as painful and as hard as these things may be to live with, sometimes we keep them alive on the basis of better the devil we know. So it's time for an end. And it's time for a new time to begin. Now, as we look back, it's important to remember the followers of Jesus, they were not decorating trees and decking the halls. Okay? They didn't celebrate Christmas. They didn't even know about Christmas. It didn't exist. They didn't care. Instead, their focus was on getting ready for Jesus to return. And that meant focusing on living like Jesus, caring for widows and orphans, loving their neighbors, feeding the hungry, taking care of the poor. That's what it meant for them to get ready for Christ to return. 2,000 years later, how do we prepare for Christ to return? I'd suggest that looking for signs of the end of the world doesn't help anybody. I mean, really, what difference would it make to you if it felt like your world was crumbling and falling apart if you saw a giant star over Bethlehem? I still feel pretty crummy, so thanks to the star god, but really, what about me? Huh? Okay. Looking for signs of the end doesn't help. All it does is scare the daylights out of some people. Truth is, the world needs God to enter it again, and in a way, he has. But not just one time. God continues to come back in Christ again and again and again and again in you and you and you and all of us. All kinds of different ways. And Jesus told us in our gospel reading today, you have no idea when it's going to happen. Can't plan for it. Just know that it will. Jesus comes again, and he comes through us. Because you and I are at least one of the ways that Jesus comes back to the earth here and now. And since we are one of the ways Jesus comes back to earth, who are we to say we don't have time or we don't know how? We know all the excuses, right? I can't do much because I'm not a very religious person. I don't know what that means, by the way. I'm not a very religious person. Or, I don't know much about the Bible. Or, I don't have time. I don't want to get involved. I'm too busy. I can't afford it. Well, do we want a new time to come or not? Do we want an end of the old time in us or not? Do we want the darkness to be overcome by the light or not? Jesus is coming back, and I hope we don't want to miss it. Now, of course, there's things that get in the way. I mean, chances are we all face times when the ways things have worked don't work anymore, when our attempts to create happiness and satisfaction fails. We feel kind of flat and empty, sort of like a balloon with half the air out of it. Sometimes they fall apart. A marriage, a job, your hope, your feeling of peace. And maybe there are times when it feels like we can't see the light anymore. And in those times, would a sign in the sky help? Probably not. Instead, in those times, we need Jesus to come to us, to hold us from the inside, touching our hearts, bringing us the healing and hope we need, bringing light for all the different kinds of darkness outside of us and the darkness that touches us within. Now, you know how it is when we hurt. When we live in that place beyond words, when it feels like all we have are sighs and tears, in those times it gets really hard to see the needs or think of others. And because of that, we need to be healed first. And that's why this promise is God comes to you in Christ. It's just like what they say in the pre-flight on every airplane that we never listen to, where the steward or stewardess says, if the oxygen mask drops and you're traveling with somebody who needs your help, put your own mask on first. Because if you don't, you will not be able to help the person next to you. We need healing, and the world does too. So God starts with people like us. Our world needs the darkness shined away. And Jesus calls us to create life and hope, to bring peace and healing. Now, of course, we don't take on the needs of the whole world, but we are not responsible for fixing everything. What we are responsible for is how we choose to live our lives and how we choose to use what we have in our lives. We have been given the power to bring an end to the world as we know it, and it starts in places like this right here. And then it grows out into the world wherever you go. Wherever you go. Because it is time to bring light to the darkness. It is time to bring healing to the broken. It is time to bring forgiveness for the guilty and the ashamed. It is time to teach generosity to the tight-fisted, to teach grace to the judgmental. It is time to bring new life to those who feel like they are walking around half-dead inside. It is time to get ready for the return of Christ and live as if he was living in us. Because get this, he already is. Just a short time ago, you came here and you received bread and wine with these words, "This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you." And that is now in you. And the old adage, "You are what you eat," never be more true. You are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ together, and not just in this place, but down the street at St. Albans and every other Christian church in this world. We are the body of Christ, and that is one of the ways that God is active in this world. So how do we get ready for Christ to enter our lives new? We make room. And we make room by sharing what we have. And when we do, our hearts grow a little. Our lives change as God works through us. We get ready by making a point to be kind to others, to be understanding and patient, to withhold judgment of others, and remember first that we all need forgiveness. So keep your focus. But these days are not about getting ready for Christmas. They are about preparing ourselves Jesus fresh and new by being the ones who carry him into the world today. Because remember, you and I, you might be the only time somebody else ever experiences Jesus in their lives. You might be the only one. And God trusts us with this. Go figure. God trusts us with this to carry this into the world. So will we let God work the miracle of Christmas again as Jesus returns to us and in us? Our choices matter. The way we choose to live our lives and treat others does make a difference. God trusts us to show what the kingdom of God is like. Now, we may not save the whole world, but that's okay. That's God's job. We get to share the gift of our time, bringing God's saving love and grace and peace into the world. One life, one heart at a time. So again, remember, Jesus said, nobody knows when it's going to happen. Nobody knows when it's coming. But you will see when you look back. There's times when you see in retrospect, something was different. God was at work around me, in me, in spite of me. Miracles happened. God is coming in Christ, and we want to be ready. We don't want to miss it. So we get ready by bringing an end to the old time and by making room. Get rid of the things that are in the way of Christ coming, because he comes again and again and again. So watch for it. Look for it. You'll see it.